In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday today, the 23rd of January. Good, as always, to have you along, everybody. Every new presidential administration starts with a flurry of activity, and the Trump White House is proving no different in that regard. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been following the news from the White House all day for us. Hey, Sabri.
Hey, Kai.
So here we are, the first full working day of the Trump presidency. Starts with a big meeting, right?
Yes, big meeting with all kinds of CEOs from Dell and Whirlpool, Ford, Lockheed Martin, U.S. Steel, Tesla. You can see the manufacturing emphasis there. They met in the White House. This is the first of maybe quarterly meetings with business leaders. He asked these folks, you know, what can I do for you? And he made a few pronouncements. He doubled down on his commitment to companies that, which he's been saying for a while now, if you leave the U.S. to produce things you want to sell here, you're going to pay a big tax. He doubled down on his commitment to lower the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 15%. And he told these leaders, you know, we want to reduce regulation, make it easier for you to do big projects.
Talk to me about that for a second, because he said he wants to cut federal regulations by 75%, maybe more. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you measure regulation, I suppose. If you're talking about like reducing the entire body of federal regulation by 70%, 75%, that would be a Herculean feat. But, you know, he could well be talking about reducing the flow of regulations, like how many a month come through. That's doable.
All right. The CEOs at this meeting, many of them went out front on the White House driveway as CEOs and people who meet with presidents do after these meetings. What did they have to say? They were pretty positive, right?
Yeah, they didn't seem complaining on the White House lawn. You know, the CEO of Dow Chemical said, you know, he takes the president at his word that he's not going to do anything to harm competitiveness. You know, he's going to make us all more competitive.
Okay. The other thing the president did this morning, executive orders, a couple of them. The first one, withdrawing from the TPP.
Yep. Number one thing. This is the trade agreement between 12 Pacific nations, excluding China. This was a symbolic act because that agreement is well already dead in Congress. Bernie Sanders was thrilled. He said he's glad it's gone. John McCain, he said it was a strategic mistake with lasting economic and strategic consequences.
All right. And after that, there was another one. What was that one?
He wants to freeze, or he has frozen, the size of the federal workforce. This is a part of a list of promises he made to clean up the corruption and special interest collusion in Washington, D.C. Interesting note here is that the size of the federal workforce is actually already its smallest since 1966. Like, it has not grown appreciably beyond the 4 million mark, where it sort of teetered around for many decades. And the reason is you actually have a lot of work, a lot more work done by state and local governments, or you have a ton of contractors doing work, and this executive order will not touch those. So it's symbolic.
There was no mention of NAFTA, right? I mean, this, you know, Sean Spicer, the president's press secretary, talked a lot about trade in his press conference. We're going to do more about that later in the show. But there was nothing about pulling out of NAFTA today, right?
Yeah. He said, you know, we haven't triggered the trigger, not yet, but it is definitely on their minds. They're going to meet with Mexico's foreign secretary in a couple of days, meeting with Canadian officials. They're going to get that ball rolling. And the press secretary Spicer alluded to several announcements we might hear this week. So keep your eyes on that.
Sabri Benishore in New York for us, covering the president. Sabri, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
It is worth a mention here as we go on that the president held a meeting with leaders of organized labor this afternoon. Those leaders then coming to the White House driveway to say that they, too, had a good meeting. Tomorrow, it's the big car company CEOs paying their visit. Also today, in that mix of executive orders, by the way, the president re-upped a policy originally put into place during the Reagan administration, a ban on using U.S. foreign aid money for healthcare groups that provide abortion counseling. And finally, late today, the president named sitting FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai to be the new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Pai, you should know, is opposed to the set of regulations promulgated during his predecessor's time that are known as net neutrality.